Before we talk to professional engineer Don Glass, let me just play two voice notes which came in during the conversation with the mayor.
Hi, John. Just listening to your conversation here with regards to this IPP and the electricity buyback. Yes, the city is paying you back 80 odd cents per unit. The problem doesn't end there. You need to have a very special meter that comes in at a ridiculously high price, around about 15,000 rand. And then also you pay an extra monthly cost to be able to sell the power back to the city, and I reckon it's very close to 500 rand on top of that. So if you take all of that into consideration, it at this stage doesn't make sense to sell power to the city if you are paying them, you know, close to 2 rand a unit and they are paying you 80 cents a unit plus then all the other expenditures that you still have to contend with, I think.
John, will this 25 cents incentive tariff be publicized to all consumers? We found that it wasn't viable to sell our surplus generation back to the city, so I'd be interested to find out how they're going to make consumers aware of this program. Thank you so much. Die long more, Constantia.
Well, Di, I could say that they've just done that. They've made the program. They made it known to people who were listening to Cape Talk at the particular time that Jordan Hill Lewis and I were chatting. But I hope they'll do more than that. Several dozen people have complained to me about the fact that it is not cost effective to try and sell excess electricity back to the city. And I got a very kind offer in an email from a professional engineer, Don Glass, who joins us now from Fishhook, to explain the situation to us. Don, good afternoon and thank you.
Hey, John. sorry, I'm not environmentally friendly at the moment, but I'm trying to be mentally agile. The issue of bottom line is that it's a scale of economy and it is not cost effective for an individual homeowner to sell back at the moment. All the callers that you have received are in fact correct. You get 84 cents per kilowatt hour that you sell back. You do get a 28 cents tariff. It is publicized. It's on their tariff list. It's actually 28 cents for the homeowner supplier. So that's an additional incentive. Your monthly fee at the moment that as an individual user you're paying of 171 rand a month goes up to 260 rand per month for the privilege of selling back. And you do have to install an accurate meter that measures bidirectional electricity flow. You have to pay the full price for that meter, which is about 13,000 rand. So you are looking at quite a capital outlay for the privilege of selling back. The issue from the council's point of view is purely electrical and purely one of supply. They do need a quality of supply. They need a stability of supply. And the problem is they have to call, you have to compete against their other suppliers. And the bottom line is that they can buy electricity with all of those features already built in for less than 80 cents a kilowatt hour, which leads us back to the original problem, and that is, A, electricity is too cheap in South Africa.
Whoa, expect hate mail.
Yeah, I will get it. But the problem is we're still basing our expense, our electricity costs on very cheap, dirty coal. So if you compare, for example, we're 2 rand 90 a kilowatt hour. The equivalent in Germany is 5 rand 10 per kilowatt hour. The UK is 5 rand 61 per kilowatt hour. That's your average, cheapest average home user. So we still have a low cost electricity and the raw cost of supply is low. Our problem is that we've got no political resolve to add incentives to that whole formula.
So it would make then, if I'm understanding you correctly, Don, it would make no sense for the city to offer 1 rand 50 or 1 rand 60 per kilowatt hour to purchase back. It would be a foolish economic decision by the city of Cape Town if they were to do that.
Sadly, because the electricity that you would sell back to them is typically only available in the middle of the day when the sun's shining. when they don't really need it. So what are they going to do with that electricity? So they pay the supplier, Eskom and other suppliers, based on the time of day supply. So the electricity that they can buy from other people at 12 noon is less than 80 cents a kilowatt hour. If you could sell them electricity at 6 p.m. at night, they would happily pay you 150 a kilowatt hour. The problem is it would cost you an awful lot more to produce electricity at that time of night. You'd have to have a very big storage bank, and by the time you've built your own storage bank in order to supply at that strange time, your cost to you would be through the roof. So once again, we're coming to when is the electricity available and how do we store electricity? The cheapest storage, which the City of Council does, is a huge pumped storage dam.
Well, I don't think one of those would fit in my backyard in Lakeside,
exactly.
Unfortunately.
You couldn't even put a tank on your roof which meaningfully store that for you. So therein lies the problem. We've got to centralize the storage somehow, and that's effectively what the city does. And that's the differential tariff that you pay. So doing the sums, they do work out correctly. The city is paying you at the lowest level of all the various sums. So they're not giving any benefit away, but they're not charging more than the actual cost. It's just that between the city and the national government, nobody is adding incentive to encourage individuals to have that spare energy available. Which is a completely different debate.
So the only incentive at the moment to spend money on solar panels, quite a lot of them, is that it makes you less dependent on Eskom.
It's an incentive for you, yes.
Yeah.
Very much so. If you do your own personal comparison and you look at a typical installation, you're going to pay it back in under 10 years. So that is cost effective.
Yeah.
The problem is that electricity is costing you on average, if you look at it amortized over a 20-year period, will cost you R2.50 per kilowatt hour in today's money. And that is compared with R2.89 that you would be paying in today's money. So it's marginally cost effective to provide your own. You have the benefit of not running risk of load shedding and having a more secure supply yourself. So overall, but the excess or the differential cost of your spare energy at noon is not worth more than 80 cents.
Oh.
So, and if you then do the sums, as many people have done, with the 13,000 capital cost, let's amortize them for 2 to 4 years, your 270 rand a month for the connection fee, etc., you have to get pretty close to a user size of about 1,000 kilowatt hours per month. And then you've got the additional caveat that you cannot sell back more than you buy or use. You've got to be a net buyer, which is a slight quirk. And the net result of that is that you will just not cost effectively break even if you're an individual supplier.
Don Glass, professional engineer, thank you very, very much for making what appears to be a much more complex situation than I imagined, accessible even to the likes of electricity deadheads such as myself.